This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. That's right.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: torn between two lovers. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm entangled with two women and I don't know which one to pick. I've dated lady number one off and on for about 6 years and I'm deeply in love with her. She has the ultimate you know what that has me wanting to be her king and give her the world. She's also a great cook and she's raised her two children by herself. I can't help but keep running back to her because I am crazy about her and I don't want anyone else to have her. There was a 4-month period when we were apart and I ended up meeting lady number two. Lady number two loves me and I've grown to love her too. She is younger and ready to settle down and be my wife. We talk about having children together and she wants a set of twins. I've always wanted twins too. I'm 51 and I don't have children yet. Lady number two is able to give me children. Lady number one is my age and she can't have a baby for me. We talked about different ways that we could have a child, but then she crushed me and said she doesn't want to raise another child. That's what's pushing lady number two up in the rankings. I am torn between these two women. I know it sounds horrible that I'm in love with two women and comparing them like this, but I am trying to make the right choice because marriage is forever. There is no chance for divorce. Sometimes I think I'll be fine with number one and I do enjoy being around her children. She is fine with how we are now and she never pressures me about marriage. Lady number two keeps asking me what's next for us. Do I choose my one true love that is indifferent about being married, or do I choose the younger woman that wants a future with me that includes having children with me? Wow. First, let me say I applaud you for your transparency to us. I know the ladies don't know about each other, and you do have quite a dilemma on your hands. Being in love with one woman is a challenge, and you've got two loves. And there's absolutely no reason that you, at age 51, shouldn't want a family of your own. You want children, that's okay. Nothing's wrong with that. The lady number one, as you explained in the letter, is close to perfection for you in every way, except for she doesn't want children, and she's not pressuring you for marriage. Number two does want children, but she's not that one true love like number one is. You've been with number one off and on for 6 years. So that begs the question, why haven't you married her already? What's that about? You feel pressure from number two to make up your mind and marry her, but you're still very passionate about number one and comfortable, very comfortable with her. So this is a struggle you're having with yourself between wanting a family, but being truly in love with someone who you said you would give the world to, you're deeply in love with, but doesn't want any more kids. I say, yes, you're 51, but you are not ready to make this kind of life-changing decision for yourself yet. You need more time. You're not ready for this. Steve?
He got to make a decision. Well, the problem is he's torn between two lovers. He's dated lady one off and on for about 6 years. I'm deeply in love with her. She has the ultimate you know what. Now, right here, we need to put the brakes on right here. Anytime you deeply in love with the woman that has the ultimate you know what, then my next line is, well, what else you want?
Really?
And you deeply in love with it. I don't even know what the rest of this letter is about at this point, but let's go further. And got me wanting to be her king and give her the world. She's a great cook and she's raised her two children by herself. I can't help but keep running back to her because I'm crazy about her. And I don't want anyone else to have her. All right, he's being honest.
Transparent.
And then there's a 4-month period when we was apart and I ended up meeting lady number two and she loves me and I've grown to love her too. She's younger and ready to settle down and be my wife. And we talk about having children together and she wants a set of twins. I've always wanted twins too. I'm 51. I don't have children yet. Lady two is able to give me children. Lady one is my age and she can't have a baby for me. Well, she 51. Maybe she don't want one either. That's hard, man. And we talked about different ways we could have a child, but then she crushed me and said she don't want to raise another child. And I don't blame her. She done put her work in. She got two kids. She 51. And that's what's pushing lady number two up in the rankings. Really? Now, let me stop here for a minute. That's what's pushing lady two up in the rankings. So right now, whatever your name is, I'm going to just call you 51. So 51, what you want is what you want. You want good loving. You want both women. You want a family. You want what you want. You don't want to do nothing. I don't hear you asking any questions about fulfilling anything for the women. So let me give you a way to look at this when we come back that can help you make your decision. Because these questions I'm about to ask you, it ain't but one answer. See, that's the thing about being a man. I know men because we the same. Ain't no trick to this thing. You either is or you ain't. In other words, of Shirley, you either are.
Are you struggling right now?
You is or you ain't. That's all this
We'll
is.
Have part two of Steve's response coming
or
up.
Or not. The hell is
on today's
not.
Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after today's title, Torn Between Two Lovers. We'll get back into it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Very interesting one. It's called Torn Between Two Lovers.
This letter's about this 50-year-old man that's got two women and he's trying to make a decision. He's got lady number one he's been off and on with for 6 years. He's head over heels in love with this woman, don't want nobody else to have her. She has the ultimate you-know-what, and he just loves her deeply. She has two children, and she's raised them on her own. She's a great cook, and she's just, there's nothing wrong with this woman. But they were off for a few months, and he met lady number two. Now, he done fell in love with her, she's in love with him, and she wants to know what the next move is. The difference is she's younger and she can have children, which is what he wants. Him and the first lady have talked about having children different ways, but then she crushed him and said she don't want to raise no more kids. And I don't think you understand what raising kids is because you done waited till you 51 to try it. But I'm going to tell you right now, raising kids is a young people's sport. I'm going to just tell you that right now. Raising kids is a young person's sport. You start trying to raise kids. When a baby 10, you're going to be 61. You don't even know the energy that's required to deal with children. But here you tell me, why you wait this damn long? 6 years ago, you would have been 44, 45. You and the woman could have had a baby together then. She would have been more receptive to the idea. But no, you didn't wait it because you messing around doing your thing. That would kill. Now, this is the part about you. You didn't wait it till your ass is damn near. Oh, you half 100, dog. You've already lived longer than you got left for the most of us. And now you ready to make this life-altering decision. Well, okay, now you got a problem. Now, the fact that the lady, too, can have children done pushed her up in the rankings. I'm torn between these two women. I know it sounds horrible that I'm in love with two women and comparing them like this, but I'm trying to make the right choice because marriage is forever. You don't know that. I can tell you right now it ain't. Anyway, that's nothing. Don't worry about that. There's no chance for divorce. That's a lie. That's a lie. You sit up here talking about there's no chance for divorce. You get that out your rabbit ass mind. I can tell you right there. Just like that. Just like that. Click. I can end this pain with some paperwork and a couple of donations. Damn it, let's go. Anyway, sometimes I think I'll be fine with number one, and I do enjoy being around her children. She is fine and with how we are now. She never pressures me about marriage. Lady two keeps asking me what's next for us. Do I choose the one true love that is indifferent about being married, or do I choose the younger woman who wants a future and with me that includes having children with me? Okay, bro, listen, I could give you a big, long, drawn-out speech, but here's the two things. Number one, you've talked about everything that's good for you. You have not one time mentioned what would be good for either one of these women. So now let me ask you a question, something you need to consider. Because, see, you say you want kids. But let me ask you a question, man. Would you be the missing link for number one's kids that she has now? I don't know the relationship they have with their father. I don't know if he's active in their life or not. But you have a great relationship. You love her kids being around them. So obviously they know you. Could you be the missing link in them kids' life? Sometimes you got to look at the kids you want, at the kids that's already here. You could be filling the gap. But you ain't, but see, you ain't thinking like that, dog. And you need to. And then secondly, man, now the woman, the number one might not be mentioned marriage because you ain't. There are a lot of passive aggressive women like this in this world. Not even aggressive, just passive. I'm just gonna hang in there, wait and see what he gonna do if he asks me. But you love her dearly.
They were together 6 years.
Number two you fell in love with after y'all was on and off again because you was out here messing around, but you always say you keep running back to her and you want to be her king and you don't want nobody else to have her. Here's the one question that ends this whole thing, because the answer ain't but one. Which one of the two you can't live without? And it's only one. It's only one. Ain't no, I can't live without both of them. There's no such a thing. Here's the way you make this decision. After tomorrow, you will never, ever see this person again. Which one is the hard? Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't live without her. That's the one you got to go with. And I can tell you, based on this letter, it's number one.
Definitely not.
If you just quit being selfish with what you want and think about what's good for other people, you might come to the right conclusion. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Damn this, you 51, dog. You too old for this here. I'm telling you right now. When the baby 10, you're going to be 61. When the baby 18, you're going to be 70 sitting up at the graduation sleep.
All right.
And this young girl, coming, you got to think about your sexual prowess, because you, mm-hmm, in a minute, the clock is ticking. You ain't going to be what you was.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying all attention, right, to all them commercials on TV. You're going to Red, Rocco, you're going to Viagra.
You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.